Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
All right, on the line with us right now from Oliphant is Tom Tell. He is the guy from Thirsty's Bar, and he's the guy that started the petition to try and get something done so that restaurants can be able to sell cocktails to go. Tom, you have a development for us. What happened?
Well, at 2:30 today, I received a text message from Senator Yudichak, who told me that House Bill 327, that was sponsored by Representative Warren, allows for prepared beverages and mixed drinks for off-premises consumption during COVID-19, was passed unanimously in the Senate. Now it goes to the governor for his signature. And the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association did a lot of work on this as well, and they're urging the governor to sign it as soon as possible to give us one more revenue stream to help us survive this right now.
If the governor were to sign it, how soon could you actually start the process to have takeout cocktails?
Well, I guess effective immediately. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone would be prepared.
Right.
Because there are certain situations, like, you know, it has to be in a sealed container.
Right.
It's from 4 ounces to 64 ounces, et cetera, et cetera. And it's only for curbside pickup and has to be put in the rear, you know, of the vehicle, as long as there's no passengers or the trunk of the vehicle. But, you know, effective immediately, it would be.
Now, you're one of the people that's obviously ready to go if he does sign it and say effective immediately. And also, there's a time limit on it, because once some of the restrictions would be eased, then this would no longer be needed, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a time limit. Would be 11 p.m. 7 days a week. So
does anybody anybody like checking out whether they have a feel of where the governor's leaning?
Yeah.
Well, according to the senators and according to the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association, he's expected to sign it. Now, when that happens,
right,
you know, we'll know. Like, we did get a message from PLCB in an email yesterday that we were okay to sell face masks as a, you know, a tavern, but I don't see the relevance of that. But, so we're going to, I'm sure it has to go through PLCB as well. So
I was
going
to say, they would have to have a say on it and give him his guidance on whether or not he should sign it.
And we've already harassed them for you, so they know it's.
Oh, I know, and I appreciate everything you guys did, honestly. Like I said, I wasn't aware that there were 17,000 licensees across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, because I did get a call from somebody in the hospitality industry last week that said, thank you for everything you've done. Like, you might have saved 17,000 licensees across the state. And I said, well, I didn't even realize there was that many. I was just looking out for myself and everybody here locally.
Yeah, but
because
the reasoning that you use, everybody can relate to, because you told us in one of your first calls that these licenses are A, hard to get, B,
yes,
hard to keep, and they're very, very expensive. So if your profit margin is drying up, how else do you pay the licensing fees?
Exactly. And that's, like, we all paid our licensing fee. I believe Lackawanna County, our area, pays in before the end of September. And it was like $2,100. It used to be like $600, but they added all these fees a couple mm-hmm. years ago. So now it's like $2,100. But it is. It's our most valuable asset.
Right.
And, you know, without that, I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'll say it right on the radio, we're struggling. because we're a restaurant, you know, that seats 200 people, and we're not the only one, but we're not set up for takeout. And this is hard. This is hard on the staff, and you know, it's something to get used to. It's just, you know, our menu is in half because of the fact that, you know, most of our stuff that we carry belongs on a plate, not in a box.
But if he signs this could really make a difference in your business, both in volume and in availability of cocktails. So it should be two good things.
I hope. You know, and it's like they're throwing us a lifeline here, and right at the time that we really do need it, because, like I said, it's hard right now. Everything stops at the door, you know. You know, we have live entertainment 6 days a week. We have, you know, all the TVs for sports and everything else. And people like to, you know, communicate with each other. And I'm not even sure if this is going to work, but at least we have the opportunity for something to try.
Well, it's encouraging, Tom, and I'm glad you worked so hard.
Congratulations. You did a lot of work to get this moving.
Guys, thank you. I can't even thank you enough. Honest to God, I appreciate everything you guys do.
Your phone was ringing. It's probably takeout orders, Tom. Go answer.
It is. Today's Wiener Wednesday, so okay. That's something new we came up with.
Tom Tell, thank you very much for joining us.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.